Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live. This is Blog. This is Back Talk 14. This is Talking Hip Hop with DJ Slab, and this is your host DJ Slab. I'm waiting on my co-host and my guest to get back in here. But shit, what's going on, Lexington? How y'all doing tonight, man? Just over here trying to maintain and stuff. You know what I'm saying? And shoot. Yeah, so okay, I got my host, my co-host back in here.
What's going on?
Shoot. Where's our guest at?
Oh, he's coming.
Okay.
He just pulled up.
All right. You know what I'm saying? Shoot. What's happening with you, man?
Oh, man, nothing much, man, you know. What you know about that game last night? You watch that game?
Yeah, I watched it. You know, shout out to Ohio State Buckeyes, you know.
Yeah.
I'm giving you claps, you know what I'm saying, for a great win. You know, I was rooting for Oregon. I'm not going front.
Try to tell them.
I'm not going front. So, you know what I'm saying, shout out to the Ohio State Buckeyes. You know, y'all had a great win. Shout out to Oregon Ducks, too, you know.
Man, I knew
y'all did y'all thing,
win.
Too.
Hey, big, see, look, Urban Meyer bring that SEC style of play to the Big Ten, bring them up to speed a little bit.
Right.
That's what got them.
Right, yeah. You know what I'm saying? They played the game well, and shoot, Oregon, you know, just couldn't do nothing with it. So, you know.
Yeah.
What's happening, man? What's good? Our special guest tonight, Big Crutch, the big homie, stopped through to let us know about his music and things. You know what I'm saying? What's going on with him?
What it do?
Shoot, chilling, you know. Hey, man, you know, glad to have you on the show, brother.
Oh, man, most definitely appreciate y'all having me.
Hey, man, we try to show support to all the local artists around here.
Yeah,
you know
what
I'm saying? This is Talking Hip Hop with DJ Slab and DJ Bird. So, you know, love is love to everybody that comes through. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we had a good time before the show. So, you know, we try and get things popping. You feel me? So, yeah, man, great game last night. I could say that. It was, they couldn't do nothing with Ohio State. That's the thing about it with Oregon, you know. As much as I told my partner that they was going to win and everything, I'm talking cash money. Yeah, I was talking cash money, you know what I'm saying? Sure, I was riding along with Snoop. Yeah, shout out to the Cats. We got a game tonight against the Missouri Tigers, you know what I'm saying? Right, you know. Yeah, BBN all day and day, fools.
Which one you want?
Yeah, man. So, you know what I'm saying? On to a little couple topics today. You know, this happened last week. Matter of fact, that it was 25 pounds found of synthetic marijuana in Winchester last week.
What's it, the Ram Ram?
Yeah, the Serenity, you know, the Spice, whatever you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? You know, due to a guy that had overdosed on it and his friends left him there. And, you know, that got the investigation going on.
Man, it's crazy, man. Y'all ain't going to even read what the package says. Y'all probably still read it and still going to smoke it, huh?
Come on, man. Please leave that poison alone. Yeah, not for human consumption.
The Ren is not your friend.
Oh, Lord. If you're on probation and you got to go cold turkey, go cold turkey. Don't go smoking that poison. All right. That's real poison. You know what I'm saying? People putting this stuff in their bodies.
They ain't got no THC in
them. No, nothing. Incense. Shoot. I smelled the other day this one, dude. It was terrible. Shoot. Hell, I know a fart smell better than that. Hey, but you know what I'm saying? Let me plug in the call-in number at 347-934-0579. You know what I'm saying? If you want, give us a shout. Holler at the big homie, Big Crutch, or Mr. Fergie, the Ferg man himself. Ladies love Fergie. You know what I'm saying? My partner in crime, you know. So, you know what I'm saying? What's going on with you, man?
You know, LeBron, he bought both teams all Beats by Dre's.
I seen that. Yeah, that's a heck of a tax write off. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Yeah, the good ones.
They got about 400 players.
Yeah, they got 400 players and 800 jerseys. Shoot. But yeah, you know, shout out to LeBron, King James. You know, that's a nice thing to do for the kids. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, they need everything they can get. You know, you need Bless Us with Beats. LeBron, if you're listening. Yeah. We all three of us students. Yeah. Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Support local barbers, rappers, trappers, everybody. Yeah. You want that trim? I got that trim for you. So, you know what I'm saying? Hey. But, yeah, man, speaking of some sports, man. Acting like it. Ooh, all right. We gonna have the limousine ready. All right, I'll be there. Shoot, he over a plane. So now he says he apologized for his statement. Well, buddy, it might cost you at $40 million, buddy.
Is he even undefeated?
Nah, man. He's had a couple of good fights, you know. He done got whooped.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, should have took that $40 million.
Yeah, come on, man. I would have ran with that $40 million. What? Dude, he gonna need that $40 million once the screws knock loose.
Knock the bills.
Shoot, you see what happened to Muhammad Ali, no disrespect, but shoot, you know, boxing, you know, you ain't got it all there when you get older, so, you know, come on, man, $40 million, I took it, yeah. That's what I was going to say. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I can't remember the young man's name, but I seen it the other day that he signed to Alabama, you know what I'm saying? And that's big.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Real big.
Yes. It don't get no bigger than Alabama in football now.
Sure don't.
You know, I can't blame him for, you know, he won't go out of state. You know, Kentucky, you might not.
Go
Alabama somewhere. Shoot. I'm not even knocking you.
Alabama, known for them championships.
Come on now.
They might have fell short this year, but
yeah.
They don't stay down too long.
I know, they don't stay down too long. Shoot.
They just got the best of them.
I know, they got grown men on there still.
Ohio State's just that good.
We went through this yesterday, people out there, yeah, to the audience. Me and DJ Bird, we went through it about 30 minutes about the game or who going to win or who's going to do this and do that, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. he was right for that one. I'm not going to knock him. He was right on that one, bro. But, yeah, what's up with your boy Chris Brown, man? They said a porn star said old Chris Breezy asked her to escort him to an event and paid her $2,500 to be his escort for the night. Well, Chris Breezy thought that it came with the snacks at the end. You know what I'm saying? He thought he was going. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? $2,500. You know he ready to get busy. All right, yeah. You know what I'm saying? She should have known that. She's a porn star. Now, come on, girl. Yeah, you know, so you acting like you ain't want to do it for free for $2,500. I know plenty of women took that $2,500 and ran with it.
Yeah. They
sure would. $2,500, shoot. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, straight ran with it, so, you know. After she denied him of his sexual advances, she said he called her all types of names and belittled her. And she said she felt bullied. I said, oh, shoot, girl. Now, come on. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Breezy. Yeah, been called. Yeah, shoot. You know, you in porn business. I know you done been called worse than that. And that's in the heat of action. So... You know what I'm saying? Come on. I don't either, man. Chris Breezy, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, them girls ain't loyal. So you better listen to your own words, brother. Oh, shoot.
Man, what's up with this little trade they got going on?
Man, I've seen that.
They got that Austin Rivers from the Pelicans. Got him going to Boston to complete the looming Jeff Green trade to the Memphis Grizzlies.
Hmm. Well, you know, shout out to Jeff Green and Austin Rivers. You know what I'm saying? Two great players, especially, you know, Green. He's been putting it down for years. He don't get the credit that he deserves.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Especially after what he came back from.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So he's a great player, and wherever he goes, he's going to be a great addition to the team. So, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to both of them and the young gunner, Rivers. You know, do your thing. You know what I'm saying?
The thing about it, though, is Boston is talking about that they don't really even need him or nothing like that, so they're going to, you know, let him stay on the little – he's going to stay on the, you know, the roster or whatever, but he's going to be put on – You know, if he wants to be traded, he could be traded for.
Right. Well, you know, if you ain't playing, then shoot, I'll go ahead and be traded. If you know what I'm saying? If you got the opportunity to get traded, and shoot, you may come up with the team that needs you.
Right. Yep. And look,
you know what I'm saying? They done said they don't need you, so.
He might go to his dad's team.
Oh, shoot, that's wonderful.
They said something to him about Doc Rivers about the at Boston, you know, trade and what the involvement it was with Rivers. He said, man, look, if they want to do that, he said that, I mean, he could probably fit in our what's his name?
Our lineup.
And we'll put him on our team.
Hey, yeah, shoot. Pops know what to do with him. Shoot, go. I would love to play for my daddy, shoot, if I was here. Shoot, you know what I'm saying?
Plus, you know, Clippers.
Yeah, Clippers, shoot.
They're not bad.
No, not at all. You know what I'm saying? They got a hell of a team.
Yeah.
So, you know, shout out to the L.A. Clippers, the team of L.A. now. You know, sorry about the Lakers, you know.
Play behind Chris Paul.
Yeah. Well, shoot, that ain't nothing wrong with that. Because
yeah.
He's going to be needed to be a backup.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He can develop his game to be the backup for Chris Paul.
Yeah.
Then, you know, a couple more years down the line, he got his shit together. So, you know, hey, you can't shine off top.
Not
Not all the time.
Not all the time. You got, you know, you got to put that spit shine to that boot. So, you know what I'm saying?
You know
when you want to shine like a boot, you know, like your grandparents used to do. Your granddad used to do polishing boots.
You know what?
All right, you can't shine. You don't put that work into it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, any callers out there, we get it. Call in at 347-934-0579. Man, what you got going on with your music tip, dog?
Man, honestly, I've been, you know, so caught up with the barber school. I haven't been really dropping or recording nothing lately. But
mm-hmm.
I have recently got back in the studio since I'm getting ready to graduate.
Okay.
So, you know, now I have my own financial backing to where
yes.
I can pretty much do what I want to do.
Right, man. You know what I'm saying? The independent is the way to go. You know what I'm saying? Don't let these major record labels try to pimp you. You know, because that's all they want. You know, the hottest dude out, they going to pimp him. You know what I'm saying? You see what's going on with Wayne and his situation. So, you know, that's how it goes. So, you know, to you up-and-coming artists, y'all need to come on through. Stop playing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you never know who's listening. So, shout out to all the locals artists out here and keep doing your things like my man right here. What else you got going on?
Yes, well, definitely a couple of things going on. I'm working on Crutch for President Volume 2.
Okay.
Which I don't have a release date on that, but God willing, it'll drop sometime this year.
Yeah.
2015, thinking maybe fall.
Okay. Well, you got an invite when you know want to have me or Mr. Bird here premiere it. Just
yeah.
Let us know.
You
know what I'm saying?
I'm definitely when I
you're always welcome,
as I man. Get them as I get different ones done. I'm gonna drop y'all a couple singles.
Right. That's what I'm saying, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what we need.
Yeah.
But yeah, hey. Sound like you on your grind, man, you know.
Because
it's a lot of work, you know, being in school and trying to rap and everything else just in life in general, you know, trying to be a father or... Yeah, man, so big up, man. Respect that. And, man, you hear about your boy Ray J. Ray J is at it again. Ray J, boy, I swear, Ray J must be obsessed with Kim because he done... Allegedly, he done bought a house in the same neighborhood as Kim and Kanye's houses. Either he's obsessed with this girl or he's just trying to piss off Kanye. One to two.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you just don't do it, you know. I'd be trying to leave that girl alone.
Sip my tea like Kermit on that one.
Come on. It ain't none of my business, but damn.
Everywhere you can move in the world.
Right.
Yeah, in the same neighborhood.
Come on, man. Plus, she done took the golden shower, so she know if she done took the golden shower, she going to do something else. Nasty. Okay, yeah, just keeping it real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's pretty nasty now. That's pretty nasty. So. You know, it don't matter how good she look, but she's a skeezer.
She is a bad skeezer.
Yeah, she's a bad skeezer. You know, I can't take nothing away from that woman. You know what I'm saying? I'll probably wife her, too, while I'm over her front. I know, I straight wife her.
Everybody did.
Yeah, come on, man. This shit. Come on now, like my boy always claims to you don't kiss a war heater or two in your life. shoot. You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
Y'all ever out in Winburn? Go to the Winburn Cafe. It's between the store, the second store, and the school. and get some nice food over. Ran by my man Huddy.
I like this day, yo.
Right now it's only till like 8, but once the summer hit, he said he's gonna stay open till at least like, you know, 11, sometimes 12, you know, maybe 12 on the weekends or something. You know, so everybody can come through.
It's all good, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, I'm going to go out there one of these days. Shoot, because I've been hearing nothing but good things about Winburn Cafe. So anybody out there, you know, give the support to the black businesses out here, you know, because we don't have that many.
Yeah,
so we need to support one another. So, you know, hey, we got to keep on doing this, help one another now. You know what I'm saying?
Little juice stores and paying all this money, you can go over and get your little meal for a little bit of nothing.
Mm-hmm. Shoot.
And it's good.
Right. So, you know, hey. Sue, and man, I was reading this article, and, you know, legendary female MC Light, you know, discussed about Iggy Azalea's and, Nicki Minaj's place in hip hop, you know, and she really gave them props, so, you know what I'm saying, and I'm glad that, you know, in my eyes, MC Light's one of the dopest female MCs ever, you know what I'm saying, shoot, she could throw down with the best of men, so with her giving them acknowledgement, you know, I can't even knock her that. You know, I respect, though, old Nicki. She's good at times, you know. She can rap at times, but she can do better. But, hey, I really just don't like old Iggy. I can't fathom, you know what I'm saying? She's just...
What's wrong with Iggy, man?
I don't know. It's just... She ain't me. Yeah, she don't look original. Her style ain't original. She just, you know, it don't even matter if she white or not, but it's just her style. Just,
she bad, though.
I don't know if she bad, but.
Yeah, she bad.
You know what I'm saying? She got them pumps, you know. So, you know, that silicone thing. You right. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I could date Nicki. Oh, boy, that's what hurts me. Lil' Kim, you know what I'm saying? How Lil' Kim used to be. You know, I'm 34 years old. I remember when Kim was Petite Kim, when Lil' Kim, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. On the back of the CD, showing a monkey. And that cheetah swimsuit, you know what I'm saying? I say, Lord. Yes, you know, said shout out to the Queen Bee. Anyway, regardless, you still cold in my eyes, baby. Just, you know, hey, guess we all try to keep up with the Joneses at some point. Man. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know.
What about this amazing catch? Dez Bryant does, and they take it back from him.
Well, he was down.
Yeah,
it just by the rule is, you know.
It is rule, though.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize. I didn't. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know. So, you know, it's like. I think he was down because, you know, the ball.
I think he had control of it all through the ground.
Yeah, until the ground.
He lost it. He lost it a little bit, but he caught it. When he touched the ground with his hand, I thought that he was down. I thought that meant that he was down when he touched the ground.
No. It really, it's your knee or your elbow.
Yeah, your knee, your elbow.
Yeah.
But once he touched the ground, though, he was already, everything was already down on the ground. The ground caused the fumble.
Right. I mean, you know, that's
the
Yeah, that's a tough. You know what I'm saying? That's a I don't know, you know what I'm saying, my boy, shout out to Tiwi, he was upset that, you know, with the Lions and stuff, got beaten the week before last, and he felt like they got cheated, so, you know what I'm saying, it, I think he had got his stuff back together, you know, from it, so, you know, I don't know, it's going to be a good playoff. It's shaping up to be a great playoff, you know. It's the best time to watch NFL during the playoff. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Right, yeah. Right. Well, NBA, you know, NBA just ain't got as much heart as they used to. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. They try to be razzle-dazzle. You know, they ain't getting beat up no more. You know what I'm saying? Kevin Garnett, you know, shout out to Kevin. He straight chumped on Dwight Howard, boy.
Caught him in that chin a little bit, too, though.
Yeah, shoot, his arms was 9 feet long. Kevin always doing something, especially with him and Carmelo Anthony when he told your girl she tastes like a honey nut Cheerio. I thought that was funny, boy. Yeah, that's what he doing.
It's
you know,
of that too. It's just because
of that. Yeah.
I get the funny feeling that Kevin Garnett would get his issue, man. If he was to ever choose any of the players, he gets into it with on the court, knowing somebody's gonna come out there and break it up.
Yep.
He can always tell whoever he's getting into it with ain't really on it like he is. But he won't show that. Like,
that goes, you know what I'm saying? When you go looking for trouble, you find it. You know what I'm saying? I don't go look for any trouble. I got time to be fighting. Nah, man. I'm happy. Why I'm be angry and try to fight everybody? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's good to be aggressive in the game, but shoot. Yeah, you know, play the game. Play it right, you know what I'm saying? We don't need all this extra. Right. You know what I'm saying? It was funny watching it, though. Yeah, look at him. Oh, shoot, man. It's been a quiet week in the city of Lexington, you know what I'm saying? Thank God it has not been no shootings this week. You know, two of our brothers, our young brothers, are getting shot and murdered in the city of Lexington. So, you know what I'm saying? Top of balance for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Come together. You know, because all they want us to do is just kill each other off. So, you know, stop doing their dirty work. Let's build together. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Right. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got to come together. waiting on this game. 30 more minutes of the show now. Any callers out there, we got 347-934-0579.
Make sure y'all go and watch this UK game tonight.
Man. I hope my boys are ready. Because the last couple games, it's been kind of...
I know it, man. See, they've been playing... See, they've been blowing everybody out.
Yeah.
So, since they've been blowing everybody out, they've been trying to, you know, ease up off the gas pedal. But now you can't ease up off the gas pedal.
No.
You can't ease up off the gas pedal. That's going to take you, you know, take you to them nails. You don't want the nails.
No, we don't need no L's. Oh shoot, Lee is like, you know.
He grab everything off the board.
Yeah.
Seeing much of it though, so I'm saying
he gets a little spark here and there.
Yeah, he was showing off there towards the end of the tournament last year.
Yeah. Shoot.
They fire, they yeah. Cans, man.
Yeah.
You know, tournament brings it out of everybody because everybody just go, you know, 110 the whole time.
Right.
So, you know, at tournament.
Man. Yeah, cause yeah. Woo. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Which no Alex.
See his presence is next too.
Woo, especially with the defense.
Come on.
Oh yeah.
He was a good rebounder too.
Yeah. I call him Young Dominique Wilkins.
He ran the floor good for a big man.
Yeah. Nah, man. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know what Missouri... I see Missouri play once this season. You know, they looked okay. But, you know...
Everybody show up
there with their like, yeah, like, shoot, we a public enemy number one. You know what I'm saying? Everybody gunning for us.
It's going to be like that for them.
Yeah, we got to lose to get this pressure off of us.
Yeah.
That's the bad thing about it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Dookies out there. I know y'all the
main one. Man. Y'all heard DJ Bird sayings out there. He's calling up his friends and telling them that he got tickets to the North Carolina to the Duke and Louisville game this Sunday.
This Saturday.
Ah, oh, Lord.
Hey, man, I got two tickets, man. You trying to go or what, boy? Y'all should have heard them. Boy, they was fired up at me. I told them I was just joking.
It was funny. I sat there and listened to it, though. Next time, we should have did it on air for that
one.
Yeah,
we should have.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, we're going to start bringing that to the show a little bit too. We're going to do some prank callings and all that, you know.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. It will come pretty soon.
Right. You know what I'm saying? If anybody want to join us on Talking Hip Hop with DJ Slab, along with DJ Bird, just hit us up. Hit us up. Facebook inboxes. I'm Salvador Thompson. Stephon Ferguson, Back Talk 14. You know what I'm saying? Hit us up. That's all you got to do. Go like Back Talk 14, the page. You'll see all the information you need to know about Back Talk 14.
Listen to the shows.
Yes.
We got up our previous shows we got. You know. And then, we on live every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
Come on, man. Yeah. It don't get no better than this.
You know, hit us up, call in, let us know what you think.
The next week, we got Mino Slick, you know. So shout out to Slick. If you listening to the show, you know what I'm saying, my man, he making big moves in the KY, you know what I'm saying. I'm glad to see him, K-State, all the guys, you know, making moves and stuff. You know, hopefully we'll have all these guys on the show and make history once again. Everybody come on here, you know, spit a little something. You know, so everybody out there, keep on listening and tune in to new shows, because we're going to do it real big. Okay, and the number once again, 347-934-0579. You know what I'm saying? So I got another little article. You know, RZA, the Wu-Tang producer, you know what I'm saying, he auctioned off the CD of Better Tomorrow, and he really wasn't satisfied with his, you know, with his auctioning. You know, he felt like he could have made more money off of it. You know, they offered him $5 million. But, shoot, you split that with 9 different members, you really ain't going to get as much money as you think you are. You know what I'm saying? That's that's the bad thing about it. You know what I'm saying? Being in a mega group like Wu-Tang. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Wu fanatic. Love the Wu-Tang, but, you know, it's different times now that you can, you know, you got to go on tour to make any type of money. You know what I'm saying? Just dropping an album, it's not going to even cut it. So, you know, he wasn't satisfied with how the album was sold, and I guess he thought he could have did better with promoting the album, in which, yeah, it wasn't really highly publicized. You know what I'm saying? I got the album, it wasn't too bad. It wasn't their greatest work, but it wasn't too bad. But you know, I think they just need to go back to the old days, you know. I hate to say it with the old gutter beats, but, you know, shout out to Wu-Tang, you know, keep doing your thing. You know, another anniversary in hip-hop, shout out to Duck Down Records. They've been doing independent hip-hop for 20 years. The label's sake of Smith & Wesson, OGC, Helter Skelter, Boot Camp Click, you know what I'm saying? And they still got going on. Like, they got new artists like Kids in the Hall, Sky Zoo, Torrey, you know. B-Real's on the label, too. KRS-One also. So, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Duck Dale. Great music from that label. You know what I'm saying? And, hey, I hope many more years to come.
You watch at a Coach in a Denver game?
Man, nah, I didn't get to watch it, man.
They, Coach came over
and
hopped off,
got
the W.
Man.
So, you know, and Peyton Manning was hurt. So they saying that's the only reason why the Coach beat.
Well, you can't say that because, man, Coach is a good team. I give them that now.
In that San Diego game.
Yeah. Well, you never. Too many injuries, yes.
You know, his brother quit for the same injury that, you know, the same injury that he got hurt for, isn't that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, his older brother. See, they got
yeah, I know, yeah. Dealing with your neck and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I know, sure. I know, he got what he wants. Shoot, he got money. He got Papa John endorsements and everything else. Shoot.
You know, everybody live to try to get a ring.
Well, he got a ring, so
that's
shoot.
That's what I'm saying, he got a ring.
Him and his brother, so hey.
Yeah, his little brother got two, so I wonder if that's the hunger that he really wants.
I think so, too. You know what I'm saying? Because he's always outdid his little brother.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For once, his little brother going to outdo
he's
him.
His little brother every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
marketable, too, though.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to have a dope career.
I know, shoot.
You know what I'm saying? I know he's going to be
a... Peyton look like a New York white boy and shoot. And Eli look like somebody from Nicholsville.
That's why he's going to...
Yeah, shoot. Oh, no. Come on, boy.
Yeah, it's like you just came off the Super Bowl win.
Yeah.
He ain't won in a while.
No.
You know, he's still in the spotlight.
Too. Yeah, very much so in the spotlight.
It just goes to show, though, that he's still good because every year he takes a team to the playoffs.
Come on, man.
And they don't get put out, you know, first round.
No.
You, or he'll take, he took them to the, you know, the ship.
Yeah.
They, you know, they just fell short.
Yeah, just fell. That's how it goes. Yeah, real short. Man.
Come on.
Yeah, they show was. They team wasn't even over, I think it was 28 years old. Nobody on their team was over 28 years old.
I know. They got a young team. They've been building the team. And I was like, man, the Seahawks are going to come back together. You know, I've been watching them for years. And, you know, they're just. It's like you see, like the Lions, like being, you know, young team and stuff. You get the young team, you know, get them together and growing up together as a team. Man, ain't no telling what you can take the team to. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, there's gonna be some good games this weekend. Who we got? We got Tom Brady and the Patriots against the Colts, right?
Yeah.
And then the Seahawks against Green Bay, yeah, it is. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to watch both of them. But my main watch is to watch it, Seattle, Green Bay.
Right.
I'm going for it. See, I'm a Dallas fan at heart. Like, I ain't been on camera so many years.
Poor fella.
Yeah, he did. He did. Definitely been had a better year than any other year I've ever seen.
Right.
Dave Bryant, I will tell you, brother, that was a catch, man, in my hands. Especially something spectacular like it, man. You got to let it go.
That's true.
Green Bay, it's up to you, too.
Yeah. Cheeseheads.
Yeah, I'm going for the Packers on the Super Bowl, so they beat Dallas.
Ooh.
I'm looking forward to
the
Packers too, though, man.
I don't know.
Man, they got so many weapons, man.
They do.
They really do.
They got so many on offense and defense.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the matchup? I think it's going to be good if they do it like that. Put Sherman on Cobb. Man,
shout out to Cobb, Randall Cobb. You know what I'm saying? That's the only reason why I would root for the Packers, because of him. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's part of the reason.
Yeah.
But I'm, you know.
Cobb's coach.
Yeah.
You know.
Got another,
me and Cobb got the same barber.
Number 17. I forget his name, though. Adam.
It sure is.
He's coach.
Yes. Yeah.
Rodgers up there, man. He's a little quarterback, guy.
Man.
Yeah.
Rodgers done came out, man.
I think he got the spirit of Brett Favre with the Packers, you know.
And his name is Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron Rodgers then connected with him on a couple of plays.
Yes.
So,
Rodgers is up there. He's up there with
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if you get the lead on them, you know what I'm saying? You can't never count them out.
Mm-mm.
You get most of their points in the fourth quarter, for real.
Never count them out. Always count them in.
Yeah. And they got some cold receivers. They
right.
You got three, four good receivers.
Yes.
And a nice running back, too.
Yeah.
Shout out Lacey.
Yeah. Hey, man, it's going to be some good games, because after that, it's going to be the Super Bowl. So who wants it more out of these four teams? Who want it more now? You know what I'm saying? Everybody's hungry. You know, Tom, like I say, well, Brady, that man, Mr. Brady, every time playoffs, he comes to take over.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you what would be a hell of a Super Bowl, too. Packers and the Patriots.
I was thinking that, too.
Oh, man, you talking about a shootout.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We can't forget about Wilson. You know what I'm saying? Because Wilson, he's doing his thing, too. Yeah.
Exactly what a quarterback is for.
Really, realistically speaking, though, when was the last time an NFL team went back-to-back?
Been some time. Since the 90s, huh? Dallas. Was Dallas the last one to get back-to-back titles?
It was 49ers.
No. No.
Dion then was playing. What?
Yeah, but the Cowboys.
Dion kept going back and forth from the Cowboys to the 49ers.
But they kept on. Because, yeah, I'm not for sure.
Highly unlikely.
Yeah.
I was actually shocked when the Cowboys beat the Seahawks.
Man, you know what I'm saying? I remember I seen a customer come through drive-thru the other day, and it was a couple months ago, you know, even before the season started. They had a Cowboy gear on. I said, I feel sorry for y'all. He said, man, this is going to be our year. He told me that. Yeah, he said it. I was like, hey, I can't knock the man, you know what I'm saying? If I see him again. Yeah. Hey, one play can make a difference now. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing about it with sports or in life in general. You don't make that certain play.
Think about it. Let me ask you a question. Do you think, even if they counted it as a touchdown, well, right there on the 1 yard line, you know they was gonna give it to your boy, DeMarco Murray. He was gonna pound it on in.
Mm-hmm.
Even though with them scoring on that, you know, possession, you think that the Green Bay Packers? Cause it was enough time on the clock. You think the Green Bay Packers would have scored again?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, cause the way they was throwing and moving up that field. Like they was the whole game.
But they just kept going back.
They was lighting their asses up.
I said that too. But, I mean, I've been asking everybody because, you know.
Nobody want to admit it?
Yeah.
Shoot.
Most people.
Shoot.
Yeah,
right.
Man, you
look at
them passes, man.
He's
been putting out he puts it like Randall Cobb.
Right here in your chest.
Like, it could be any one of his receivers, though. They could be surrounded by two or three defenders. He puts it where only his receivers
can. Either you're going to jump up and grab it, or you're going to come down in your chest. One or two, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Aaron Rodgers, you know.
Yeah, and my hometown boy, Randall Cobb.
Yay, yay. You know what I'm saying? UK representative. UK product. So, you know, saying we always show love to UK products and Louisville products too. You know what I'm saying? You know, we can't forget none of the schools in Kentucky, EKU, Western Kentucky. You know what I'm saying? We're still Kentuckians. So, you know what I'm saying? We just ain't gonna represent the big blue nation. We're gonna represent the whole state of Kentucky. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't city hate. You know what I'm saying? I got family everywhere, all over Kentucky. You know what I'm saying? It's from Horse Cave to Camelsville to Key, everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, we always show love to everybody. But, man, you know what I'm saying? We got 10 minutes left of the show. What y'all got? Y'all got any big plans this weekend coming up?
I'm actually a couple of infections going to push my graduation back to next week.
Mm. Yeah, I understand that. Oh, man, well, you guys. Yeah, man, appreciate that, dog. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? To promote Big Crutch, you know what I'm saying? Go get his music, man. Crutch for President Part 2 coming up. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Sammy. You know what I'm saying? Me and Sammy been cool forever. You know, he's been putting it down for years. I remember listening to Sammy when I was 6 or 7 years old on WRFL on Tuesday nights at 12 o'clock, staying up late, listening to the hip-hop show. You know what I'm saying? Knowing I had to go to school, but I just had to get that hip-hop in me. You know what I'm saying? That stuff that I wouldn't listen to on the radio. You know, shout out to Sammy. He helped me out with that. Sharif, you know. Shoot, hey, that was good music there. But, yeah, go get my man Big Crutch and shit. You know what I'm saying? Support this young brother because, hey, we all need that. You know what I'm saying? This man got mouth to feed. Yeah. Go out there and get that.
And I'm representing y'all.
Yeah, man. I'm saying.
It's
okay. Come on, man. I'm so KY. Shit, KY till I die. Do it.
Yeah. I heard a couple of CD.
Right.
Yeah. Well, shout out to my crew, man. Royce the Poet. My dog Whip from Detroit, man. Definitely going to be a nice year for us, man. We
just
stay focused.
Right. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to come through, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, come through, holler at us. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, shoot. Anybody's invited. You know what I'm saying? So if you local strippers that want to come through the show, you know, let us know what y'all doing at the Boom Boom Room. You know what I'm saying? Hit us up, inbox us. You know, we trying to have a stripper segment for y'all ladies, you know. Yeah.
Let everybody know.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Her diamonds is popping.
Yeah.
Get there.
Yeah, I heard it's popping, but leave your pistols in the cars. Yeah, we don't need no gunplay in strip clubs, you know what I'm saying? We just try to see some. Yeah. Yeah, look a little thing swinging left to right, you know what I'm saying? We don't need no violence, so, you know what I'm saying? Leave the pistols and the shanks and everything else in the cars or at home, you know what I'm saying? Don't bring no beef into Divas or wherever, any establishment, a gentleman's establishment, where you may be, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I ain't got too much planned for this weekend. Just, you know, chilling, trying to take it easy, man.
Yeah,
man. Shoot. Yeah.
I've got plenty of medication. Hey. Stay doped up, man. Catch me some good games.
Man. I feel you.
Y'all forget about an hour. You got them Wildcats up.
Man.
Missouri at
9 o'clock. BBN.
Tune in, man. Watch your cat.
Get in where you fit in. Nah. You know what I'm saying? Shoot.
Tune in, man. Watch it.
Yeah, man. You know, it's going to be a great game. You know, it's here, right? Lexington, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? You know, downtown's going to be packed. So if you're going downtown, trying to get through downtown, be careful because it's going to be packed. You know, traffic's going to be wall to wall.
And you also got them, the Cavs versus the Suns today, too, if you want to watch a little NBA. So.
Right. You know what I'm saying? The Suns are up and coming, too.
You know, game time decision, man. So, you know, they said they practiced a little bit with them today in Phoenix. So, you never know. Y'all might get to see the boy back on the court.
Yeah, or he mess around, mess up the chemistry. You know what I'm saying? You never. You know, I don't know. You know, you see your boy Cali Irving, he just. You can tell he's like that, you know what I'm saying? He ain't been playing. He can do his chance. You know, he can shine on his own by then.
Yeah.
You know, so. Shout out to the Cavs, you know, do your thing.
What
y'all
think about these rankings, though? These rankings are killing me. Cal, Duke, going to be a number two seed. They lose to an unranked team and only drop to four.
Well.
And then you got Louisville, who loses to an 18th seed team. And they was
I think because it's dealing with the conference play and who they are, you know what I'm saying? That's so much BS to, with rankings, you know. Everybody says we better be.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
What's going to keep us from being number one?
Yeah.
What's going to keep us from being number one?
That's what I'm wondering, because usually if you lose a game, you drop from number one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I think they'll do it just because we're so dominant right now and we got so many haters out there. We got the haters. You know what I'm saying? They hate Big Blue Nation. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, they... I know, because they respect us. You know what I'm saying? We're going to build a dynasty for all said and done. We're going to be like the UCLA of the 60s and 70s. Uh-huh. Shoot. They're going to say, oh, they wasn't no good. They ain't play nobody. You know what I'm saying? They use every excuse in the book, try to knock us. You know what I'm saying?
For the past, like 8 weeks, UK and then Kevin Allen, all the votes for, you know, the number one spot.
Yeah.
Two people on the poll gave it to Virginia this week.
So
we have our 63 votes.
Hey, you know what, Virginia, they are. All right, but they ain't no number one now. They good, but they ain't that good. I would have said Duke. Because they hate us. I know. Y'all get the Bozak because y'all hate us. Yeah. Come on, man. Because they got all these haters. Because, you know what I'm saying, we steal their women. We steal the victories. That's why they hate us, KY boys. You know what I'm saying? They don't like us when we coming in town. Well, you know what I'm saying? We beat y'all up and go take y'all women and we jet back to Lexington. So, you know what I'm saying? Don't be mad at us. You know, we coming up on the show. You know, we got a minute and 30 seconds left. So, hey, man. Thank you for coming through, man.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Shout
you know, once
everybody.
Again.
Yeah, man, y'all be looking for me. Drop some music this year. I ain't going to give y'all no day. I'm going to just hit y'all spontaneous. I'm going to just drop singles here and there.
Right.
To the project drop.
Yeah.
In between time, coming home.
Tag both of us with your music.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm going to definitely do
you know
tag
what I'm saying? Stuff. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah, man. You know. Yeah, man. It's been a great show. We had great topics and great conversation. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, once again, you're always welcome, brother. And keep doing your thing, man, because, you know what I'm saying, love is love, black man. We got to support one another once again. You know, I cannot stress it enough. Support one another. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? Don't shit on the next man because he's trying to do something good for him and his family. Shoot, congratulate him. You know what I'm saying? Encourage him. All right. Yeah, work with him. You know what I'm saying? Work with him instead of against him. So, yeah, man. Come on, man. Yeah, what we look like. You know what I'm saying? Slave days over. So, you know what I'm saying? Hey, if you ain't letting us in, we busting in. All right, you said kicking in the door like Biggie. Wave in the 4-4, all right? You know what I'm saying? So peace, love, and happiness, everybody, and we out.